Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every day I get with you.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Clara Villarosa is still here. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. The force known as Clara Villarosa is still in the building. She is an award-winning business owner and author. She's written a number of books. She's got another one on the way. She's 90 years old. She's already had her second push of a vaccine, which we're happy about. And she's here to continue to help us celebrate the Black History Month. Clara, thanks again for being here. The new book is called The Words and Wisdom of an African-American, what is it, nonagenarian?
Nanogenarian.
And when's it going to come out? When's it going to be ready?
Well, what I've decided is that I started it when I was turned 90, and I'm going to finish it before I'm 91.
Okay, good. Well, I expect to launch it on this show, and so you make sure to get that thing done so we can get it launched.
Yeah, I have to get it done.
So when you look back on your life, as you're talking to anyone listening, black or white or whatever, as you, man, male, female, when you look back on your life as an American, as an American, what is your perspective for young people, especially going forward? What do you think?
I think it's good, and I think they've got the right grit. What I want them to know is something that I wish I had known when I was younger, in my 20s, that the challenges and the bumps in life are there for a reason. And you have to figure out what's the lesson you have to learn, because you can't go around it, you can't go over it or under it. You have to go through it. But when you go through it, it builds up something inside of you. You persevere. You get from one place to another. It does not conquer you. You conquer it. You benefit from the lesson you learn, and you carry those benefits as you go along in life.
Including the mistakes that you have to make. You have to make mistakes, don't you?
The mistakes, the challenges, the thing that knocks you down, and you have to really force yourself to get up.
Do you think, what I like about what you're saying, Clara, is you're saying you need to do this. You didn't say expect other people to do it for you.
Oh, no. No. You cry, you pound the pavement, you pound the table, but you keep moving. You don't let it get you down. And when you go through it, there are lessons that you've learned. Lessons that you can use in a variety of situations. And so don't lament about it. You say, okay, now, what do I have to do to get up? Where do I put the foot? Where does the knee go? What do I push up on?
One baby step at a time. I want to ask you a question before we have to go. You've lived 90 years plus, and you've seen a lot. As an African-American person, you've seen a lot in America. You've seen a lot of changes, a lot of transition, and a lot of turmoil. My question to you is, when you look at your grandchildren, do you see them being able, in America, being able to become pretty much whatever they want to be in America? Do you see that as a possibility for them?
Yes. It was a possibility for me. And I'm given what they have experienced in growing up, is definitely a possibility for them. They can do even better than I did. Because it's pushing against you, you push harder. You become more strategic. You make sure those children are college educated, and so and give a good foundation.
And they can be now, can't they? And they can, and the education is available to them, and the opportunity is available to them. And they can come and go and do whatever they want to do, can't they? In the 21st century,
I look at my grandchildren and I think, oh, I am so proud of them. My granddaughter was in college, and her professor says, "I know your parents are very proud of you." And she said, "Yes, they are." She said, "Oh, yeah." She said, "They are." And then she said, "You know, you being first generation." He says, "What?"
Huh.
He says, "I'm not first generation for college. No, my grandmother has a master's degree."
Oh, that's great. Clara, I got 30 seconds. I'm going to give you the last words. What would you like to leave us with?
I like to leave you with, dream big. Even if you get there, you'll get somewhere.
That's words of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, from a 90-year-old African-American, amazing force of nature.
Dream big.
Her book is coming out soon. Her third, will this be your third or fourth book?
Third
book. And we've launched the other two. Hey, Clara, thank you for being here. Good job today. And take care of yourself and come back soon.
Okay, I will.
And hey, Clara, you're my hero. Don't ever forget that.
Oh, so I've got a lot to live up to?
You do have. Yes, ma'am, you do. Clara Villarosa, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.